Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Stifel program and your Smile Matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Thank you very much for listening and tuning us in. And have a lot of information. Of course, I want to extend a call for you to call in if you have a question of a dental nature or some concern about a dental problem, or you want a clarification between oral health and systemic health or general health. And the call, of course, is 210-599-5555. You're listening to the Dr. Stifel program. I'm a dentist here in San Antonio, and you're listening to Your Smile Matters. And we have a podcast address, stifelDDS.podomatic.com. I have about 6 or 7 years archived on that. What do we have, Chris? How many years do you have?
I'd say at least that, yeah. Eight years.
Yeah, 7 years. We have some interesting subjects. And, of course, been doing this show for 20 years, so we have a lot of information backed up in this. And then, of course, the Internet. We have a website, sanantoniodentist.net. A lot of information available. And then, of course, we try to bring you very, very valuable news to you that you probably won't see anywhere, because I go through journals. I go to dental meetings several times a year, and always looking for information that can help our patients and bring this information to the patient and to the public. We have a lot of listeners who throughout our 100-county radius and listening audience, and just enjoy this so much. It's just such a pleasure for me to bring this information to you, my valued listeners. And, of course, I'm Dr. Stifel. Our number is Dr. Stifel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569. We'll talk a little bit more in the program about the new associate that we have coming in and adding to Dr. Stifel and Associates. Well, I hope to have him on next week. And gee whiz, what a wonderful associate he is. So remember the podcast address is stifelDDS.podomatic.com. There's no charge for it. You can look up some interesting programs, interesting guests. And I have no guests today, and the phone lines are open. That number is 210-599-5555. So let's discuss dental problems. Expand on dental information, discuss oral health and connection to general health. And this is garnering a lot of attention in media sources with a special interest in digestive health. And I've been covering this for years now, and it's being covered more and more in all forms of the media, talking about digestive health. And in the simplest terms and basics, it's this. Start your day with a good probiotic like Endomune, and then feed those good bacteria that are in the Endomune probiotic with Endomune Metabolic Rescue. Now, you can go online, and there's a lot of information. Dr. Gundry, who's an MD, over 10,000 heart surgeries, he's really taken this cause up. And he has a lot of information on that. And of course, we've been talking about this for a long time. However, the feeding the good bacteria is something rather new. The Endomune with the wonderful 9 strains of probiotics, that's been around. We've been talking about that with Dr. Hoberman, who is a co-creator, for a very long time. And now he's brought out the Metabolic Rescue, which helps you lose weight. But it does so many other things as well. But feeding the good bacteria, and it's simply the message is this. It's a pretty interesting. The research shows that there's quite a bit of communication between the bacteria of all things, the bacteria in your intestine and your brain. And good bacteria give you one message, and bad bacteria that overwhelm the good bacteria and take over the gut, send another message to the brain. Now, that's really interesting. You wouldn't think that that's possible, but this is not new news. This has been known for quite some time. And essentially, the message that the bad bacteria that overwhelm the good bacteria in your gut is telling you to eat more sugar, eat more fat foods, refined carbohydrates, the things that you shouldn't be eating that are not good for you. And then they take over. They take over your gut. They send this message to the brain, and you're almost captive to the messaging from this bad bacteria. And it also cuts down on the messaging to the happy hormone production of serotonin and dopamine. And so depression sets in, feeling bad, mental depression, and so on. So the solution is switching over to, of course, a good probiotic like the Endomune, and then also feeding those good bacteria and getting them to overtake the bad bacteria. And that's done with the Endomune metabolic product that that Dr. Hoberman has brought out. And once the good bacteria take over and suppress the bad bacteria, then the message changes to the brain and promotes well-being and promotes eating the foods that you should be eating. So this is really neat information, because you're not using pharmaceuticals. You're getting foods that can help you lose weight and do all kinds of good things. And you get a lot, your health, as we know now, your health really starts in your intestine, your digestive health, all the way through. And that's easy and very inexpensive to go fix with these items. And there's just so much information out there on that. You're going to see a lot more. You can't pick up a magazine that, when it comes to health, that they're not talking about this particular subject, our digestive health. So this is nothing new. It's just coming more to the forefront. Let me go to the lines here. And hello, how are you?
Hello. Hey, Dr. Staffel.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, the question is, I've heard you and, you know, and actually Bob and stuff recommends you and stuff. And I just want to ask you a question on implants.
Yes, sir.
I've heard I've talked to people, and people say, like, well, you know, I had to go for 1 week to, in other words, like, to put them in, and then I had to wait several weeks to get to finish some of the stuff. What is the predominantly the ETA on start to finish on implant?
It'll vary. It'll vary on what kind of infection that you're dealing with the infected tooth that's being removed, if that's the case. And if there's no infected tooth and you're putting it into solid, healthy bone, an implant can be placed. It can be loaded the same day. And that works out very well a lot of times if the bone is healthy. If you don't have any other health issues, if you're not a smoking person or using tobacco in any form, the placement and immediate loading of an implant can be done. And however, one of the things that, unless it's in the front of your mouth where you're going to be embarrassed by having a space there, it's better to wait a 6-month period out to allow the bone to adjust to that implant, because here's the thing. A bone does not adhere. It doesn't join an implant. It only grows up against the titanium implant.
Okay,
so
okay.
If you're not in a hurry, that is, if you don't have a embarrassing situation where you're going to be missing a front tooth, that's different, because we have all kind of different procedures to put in that missing tooth. And even from a false tooth, just bonded onto the other teeth, or a little, what we call a little flipper, or anything like that, or the implant, if there's healthy bone and there's healthy gum tissue, the implant can be placed and it can be loaded right away. The other thing is, when an implant is placed, it's not the same tissue as a natural tooth. it's about 15 times more fragile. That is, it's more porous than around a natural tooth. And this comes into play when you're trying, for instance, in the front tooth or in an area that is seen. We want to have the gum tissue look like the replacement tooth look like it just grew there. And to create that gum tissue, or rather not lose that gum tissue, because once we lose that gum tissue in between the implant and the tooth, it's very hard to get it back, and it also leaves a black triangle, we call it, and so it never looks quite right. So these are some of the conditions that go into evaluating when the timeline is going to be. So to cap it up, if it's in the back of the mouth and you don't have any in particular hurry, you're better off by allowing on a healthy mouth a 6 weeks transition there. If you have everything ideal, it is okay to go ahead and take a tooth out if there's not a lot of infection in there and place an implant immediately and then graft around that implant and then let that sit for about 3 months. But you have to have the real bone, your real bone, trade places with the grafting material. So you have all these different factors, the gum tissue, the looks of the gum tissue, the health of the bone, your age, if you're a diabetic, that's going to change the healing process because your immune system is off. And it depends upon how serious the diabetes is and your blood sugar. That's going to make an effect on how we make a judgment on the timing of loading the implant. Loading is when we put the crown on to put it into function. Because implants, we expect them to last a good long time. Mm-hmm. They're very effective. I've been doing them since 1978, and it's wonderful to see all the things that have transpired in this length of time, the improvements that we have, but we've also learned a lot. We've learned a tremendous amount that there's still nothing like a natural tooth with that, which has a healthy nerve and healthy blood tissue that is programmed to last or designed to last you 80 plus years. And so we try to match an implant to that success. And unfortunately, teeth can't heal themselves. They can't repair themselves. So that's where a dentist and a hygienist comes into play and so on. Now, I answer your question?
Yeah, but that's exactly right. I mean, that's mostly what everybody's saying. I just wonder because you have some people saying that I can't understand it, but you have these people, dentists out there saying you can come in and one or two visits in a week of time and they can put implants in you. I don't understand how they do it because
let me tell you about that, and that's. To a degree, it's accurate, but they're not telling the whole picture. And what they're saying, and of course, this is what it is. And this is typically on the all-in-four, design where you come in and you have teeth that are just flopping around or all infected. So those teeth are removed. The infection is cleaned up. Implants are placed that day of the extraction. Then a temporary denture goes on top of that, and you have about a six-month healing period. And so, in effect, that's correct, what they're saying in the advertisement. You're getting teeth in a day, you're getting implants in a day, but they're not connected up because you can't connect them up because the implants are not ready for that kind of a load. And these implants, like in an all-in-four design, they're very angled. They take advantage of every little bit of bone that's available. And to do that, they've got to be angled. And this puts more stress on the healing of the implant. So, in effect, they're telling the truth. Yes, you can come in, get implants and dentures in a day, but you're not getting the implant-supported denture until your second final denture takes in place. You go in with, or you walk out with is a temporary denture over the tissue, but not loaded onto the implants. So that is, it's true. And the they're not telling, it's an accurate statement, but it's, there's more to the story. Let me put it that way. That's more to the story than the way it's designed. Now, like I was talking about, we can put implants in and load them, a single implant, load it the same day to where you have to have a tooth in the front. That can be done, but every situation is different. Your age is different. Your if you've had cancer treatments, that's going to affect the bone physiology. If you've had bisphosphonate, which is bone treatments, bone promotion treatments for cancer treatments, that's going to affect the placement of implants. Your diabetes is going to affect the placement of implants. Your periodontal disease, how much gum tissue, how much gum infection you have, that's going to affect. That's a huge effect. What kind of bone health you have, what your diet is like, what your diabetes quotient may be, what your tobacco quotient may be. All these go into making a decision, and that decision is going to be on up to the placing doctor, the dentist. So each case is different. And when you see those ads, they're not, they're telling you the truth, but they're not giving you the whole story. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I understand. Now I understand, but can I ask you one more question?
All you want. Yes, sir, all you want. Good questions.
Okay, appreciate it. So the next question is, and this is my last one, I appreciate your help, is, like I have two places where I had teeth removed, like two teeth removed on the bottom, like on both sides, right?
Okay.
And they're from my previous dentist in the dental school.
Okay.
Told me that there's not, they would have a hard time putting a bridge in there. So it would have to be an implant because there's no supporting. Okay, so
the bone's not wide enough or thick enough or deep enough.
Yeah, so my question is, if I came in, could y'all do like both sides at one time, or would you want to do both sides at one time, or would you just do one side and then do the other side or something like that, or what?
You're better off to do one side at a time, and of course your whole health situation is evaluated. Now typically if the dental school told you you didn't have enough bone, either from the thickness you have to have to place an implant, they come in all different sizes, go up to 5 millimeters, 6 millimeters in width, all the way down to 2 millimeters. And it depends what size is used is going to depend on how that tooth is going to be under function. But at the same time, we have tremendous possibilities of building bone and widening bone to where we can get most sizes of an implant that would be able to support a healthy tooth or so on. You're better off to do one side at a time, in my opinion, and the reason being you need a side that you can chew with that you wouldn't disturb the recent surgery.
Okay, so in other words, like you could chew on one side.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And then get it healed and then go back and do the other side.
That is correct, because typically if you don't have enough bone, there's going to be surgical procedures to expand that mandible or ridge, we call it, bone ridge. And for the first month or so, 6 weeks, it's very delicate to be displaced. It can be displaced real easy, even though it's screwed into place. The bone support may be screwed in. There are different ways of expanding that ridge. But bone is still responds to pressure and infection. And you're better off to do one side at a time.
Okay.
Very, and here's the thing, is implants are going to last you a long time, a couple of decades or so or more. And so you don't want to rush it. There's no reason to rush anything.
Okay. Well, I need three implants.
Uh-huh.
And so like you said, I guess, and you've been doing this forever, so you probably think three implants is not a big deal. So, I mean, you'd probably be done in less than a year and a half, you know, probably. Or
yes,
something.
That's correct. Or
so,
even
okay.
sooner.
All right.
If well, you get, it all depends on your health. If you're in good health and you haven't been having cancer treatments or any other kind of, you know, autoimmune disease or things like that where you heal well, that changes the whole picture. Your body is, your mouth is a barometer of your overall health. And so it's a marvelous structure. And the nice thing is, in this day and time, some incredible things can be done in restoring your mouth to the original design that you had when you were 12 years old. If you know what I mean.
I guess the next thing is, you got to call your office and schedule, what do you call it?
Be happy to evaluate and tell you what can be done.
All right. I appreciate it, Dr.
You bet. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's see. All right. That was a good question and good discussion because it happens just about every day that we see people that have had teeth removed in the past. And that's why the whole mission of my practice, Dr. Staffel and Associates, is designed for primarily preserve your natural teeth to last out their 80-plus years design with a healthy nerve and a healthy blood supply. There is absolutely nothing that can compare to that design. We can do some incredible things with implants, but there's still nothing that can compete with a natural tooth. Regardless, if you're 100 years old, I have some patients that are 103 years old. They still have their teeth. They have good teeth, and they take care of them. And so that's why we try to really impress upon people to take care of your teeth. Brush them and floss them like they're the most precious things you have, and you will save so much money. You will save so much aggravation. Always be able to eat right and look right. And even though we can do incredible things as far as restoring the mouth and restoring the function and restoring the looks, we can do some just incredible things with all the techniques that we have nowadays. And it's wonderful that dentistry, that we can do this with all the specialists that we have. But at the same time, if you can prevent that, the amount of money that you save is huge. I mean, it is huge. Huge, and the function is huge, and we also have things to evaluate, like sleep disordered breathing, and this has a big effect on implants. That is, if you have a sleep fractured breathing situation or sleep apnea, you put a lot of pressure on your teeth without knowing it. You just wear your teeth down, you clamp down, the teeth wear like terrible wear. And this is a factor in evaluating how everything is put back together. So we know so much more now that we didn't know 20 years ago, say, or even 10 years ago. Things are changing so beautifully and so well as far as the restoring a mouth in order to be able to function and eat anything that you want and to have a wonderful smile. The first thing is elimination of infection. When you have an infected tooth or a failing root canal, you've got a problem because you've got infection, you've got inflammation, and wherever you have that in the body and even in the teeth, you've got inflammation in the brain. And it is a huge, huge factor. You also will have a risk factor of the heart, of having a atherosclerotic lesion or a heart closure, a vein or artery closure from an infection of the bacteria of teeth They migrate into these areas that are susceptible to attracting plaque and teeth, even though they can't say it causes that. But the surgeons tell us that every time they take out a plaque, they find dental bacteria, the bad bacteria, in those arteries that they're putting in a bypass or replacing a valve or so on. So there is a connection. There's not a, they would, can't do the data and say, if you have a dental infection, you're going to have a dental heart attack or a heart attack or a brain abscess or a stroke. But the data is there that there is a comorbidity. There's a connection there. The same way with the sleep disordered breathing. And we've talked about that a lot. We've had guests on, Dr. Grunspan, Dr. Barrera. We'll probably have another guest pretty soon on this, because it's such a huge problem in this country. The sleep disordered breathing is estimated to be somewhere between 20 to 40% of the population, and we do screening. As a dentist, we can't do any diagnosing of this, but we can do screening, and we screen every patient that comes in, and our hygienists screen the patients as well. And we even have a free loaner, a screening loaner, where you can sleep with this loaner. It's a like a wristwatch with an oximeter, a little thing that fits over your finger. Sleep with that two nights in a row, and then it'll give us a screening that gives us a lot of information about what your oxygen saturation level is, because whenever your oxygen saturation drops below 94% of 100, a lot of bad things happen. And if this happens over a period of time, it gets to be huge. And that takes a terrific wear factor on the teeth. So for these reasons, the mouth is truly a barometer of what's going on. And so we want to have you keep that in mind. Let me go back to the phones and talk to Ruben. Ruben, how are you?
Oh, very blessed, very blessed. Thank you for accepting my call. You're doing a fantastic job in your show, sir.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. My girlfriend told me that, like, I used Listerine to wash mouth.
Listerine?
Yes, sir. I used the alcohol content. That's
yes,
that for me?
It is not good for you. That is correct. It's very drying to the tissue. Alcohol as a mouth rinse is not good. Now, you can switch over to hydrogen peroxide, the 3% hydrogen peroxide, or else use a Listerine mouthwash that does not have alcohol in it. There are several mouthwashes that don't. Even better, you can make your own toothpaste, which consists of coconut oil, which is very bacteriostatic. A little drop of peppermint oil, which you can buy anywhere at the health food stores or Sprouts or Whole Foods or so on, and baking soda. The combination of those three make a paste out of it. It tastes good, and you sweeten it with stevia. And this makes a fabulous toothpaste that's antibacterial and freshens your breath. And then if you combine it with flossing, and you always want to brush your teeth thoroughly at night. This is so terribly important that you don't have 8 hours of bacteria chewing away at your gums and teeth. And that homemade toothpaste is marvelous, and it's cheap, and it's extremely effective. It's much better than the Listerine alcohol paste, mouthwash, because alcohol is very damaging to the tissue, dries it out, and that allows bacteria to go crazy.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't know that.
Did your girlfriend tell you that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen to your girlfriend. Don't be calling me. Listen to her. No,
yes, sir.
Glad to have your call.
Thank you for answering my question, sir. Again, thank you very much, and God bless you now.
Oh, thank you, Reuben. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Okay. Now then, along that line of bacteria, I've just gotten so excited about this product. It's called Low Lows. I've been talking about it, and we can't keep it in the office because we're trying to get just about everybody on it. Low Lows, that's L-O with a space and then L-O-Z. L-O-Z. Low Lows. L-O space L-O-Z. And what it is the licorice root extract that the licorice taste has been removed. It's sweetened with stevia and erythritol. And it has been shown to remove out of the mouth the Streptococcus mutans, which is the bacteria that causes tooth decay, of all things. So for the first time, we have a really valuable, effective preventative to remove the bacteria that causes tooth decay, and with a lozenge. And this lozenge, you only need 10 of these twice a day. That is a serving of 10 twice a day, and that will last you anywhere from 3 months to 4 months to 6 months and keep you strep mutans free of that bacteria, depending upon how much sugar you're eating and also how much your teeth are subject to decay. This is a huge, huge breakthrough. And not only that, they taste good. And then on top of that, they're very cheap. I mean, it is incredible. And you can buy it online. You can come by my office, which is on Cherry Ridge. And just be sure and call and make sure we have it, because we go through that stuff so fast. And it tastes great. So you're going to, here's the protocol. You're going to take one of the lozenges and let it dissolve in the morning and let it dissolve another one at night. So that's two a day. And you're going to do that for 10 days. And that is a total expenditure of $30 for that package of 10 with two lozenges a day. And then that's going to hold you for either 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months before you repeat the same procedure. And it is just one of the most phenomenal things. It's new in the United States. It's been used, I think 9 years in testing, and it's finally gained approval. It's been used in Europe, I think, quite a bit. And there's another preventative product that we'll talk about right after that. But this Low Lows, you can order it online. That's L-O space L-O-Z, or you can come by my office, 3355 Cherry Ridge, number 216, and buy a package or how many packages that you want. It is just a phenomenal thing, and it tastes good, and it's cheap. I mean, to save you for the cost of a filling is staggering. How valuable this is and how it gets into every nook and cranny of your mouth and your teeth. So that is one of the things that we're really excited about as far as a preventative measure. And you get rid of that strep mutans. We also have been told by the medical doctors that that's one of the major bacteria that is found in the heart lesions when they operate on these heart lesions and removing the plaque. And so now in the literature about licorice root extract, They talk about all the other things that it is good for in your health protocol. Now, there are some contraindications, so you may want to read up on that. But licorice root has been used for apparently thousands of years. And it's this has been tested and tested and tested, and we're really excited about it. And it helps, and it's very helpful, I think, for people that are in nursing homes or people that are in assisted living, that they can take something like this and change the bacterial contact that is content that is destroying their teeth, decaying the teeth. This is huge, just huge, and it tastes good. It's cheap. We're just so excited about having something like this in our armamentarium of prevention of decay and gum disease and root canals and all of the things that go bad with teeth. This is huge. And so keep that in mind. And it's also great for children. I mean, you can't beat this. Now, we've talked about the probiotics and the metabolic rescue and the message that's sent back and forth between the digestive tract and the brain. This is huge, just huge. And you're going to see a lot of this, but Dr. Hoberman, a San Antonio gastroenterologist and the co-creator with a microbiologist, have come up with both of these formulas, and they also help you lose weight because you're cut off from the messaging from the bad bacteria are also causing you to eat foods that are not good for you, fat-producing foods that go into triglycerides. The triglycerides are what drive your heart cholesterol up. Triglycerides are also the fat storage that is created by insulin, for excess insulin. And so this is another huge, huge advance. And we're not talking about expensive stuff either. And that's another neat thing. And then if you add in some digestive enzymes, like digestive balancezyme and lipozyme, which are made by transformation, you can really do so much for helping your gut straightening out and getting your health back into order and helping your teeth as well, because you're going to reduce the sugar demand or sugar brain demand for sugar by using these products. So keep that in mind. It's just wonderful what's happening with this preventive theme that's coming along. So I've already talked to you about the low lows. Now, other preventive measures are, of course, things that we use in the office. The iTero element. This is something that's just like a Star Wars type of thing. You take a scan of the teeth, and it shows in time-lapse movement, year to year, the movement of teeth, the wear of teeth, the change of gum tissue, and can simulate straightening out your teeth with Invisalign, and this information is archived for 14 years. So every year that you come in, you can see if there's any kind of movement. It also shows, which is so valuable, the pressure points of where you're hitting teeth unequally and causing or setting up fracture lines or setting up temporomandibular joint problems. This machine is just absolutely stunning. It's called the iTero element, and we use it just about on every patient because it's so valuable. And in addition to that, we use it to take impressions. The impressions that we take for crown and bridge, or when we're doing a crown prep or a bridge prep, the impression is accurate. It's about five times more accurate than taking an impression the old-fashioned way with the impression material. Again, it's just with a scanning. We email that to the lab, and the fit and the function and the shape and all, it is stunning what comes back and how fast it comes back. So the iTero, then the intraoral camera, of course, we check everything with the intraoral camera, and then the digital x-rays, and then we have near-infrared cameras that show fracturing that can't be seen any other way, and then voice-activated charting. We just have so many things going on in high technology. It's wonderful, wonderful for the patient. So call our office. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, and that's at 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. Let us help you on this mission of keeping your teeth healthy for 80-plus years. It's Dr. Staffel and Associates at 341-2569. And starting in July, I'm proud to announce our latest associate. It's the addition of Dr. Mark Williamson. He brings so much to the practice. He's just brilliant. He's a student of dentistry. He's just phenomenal. He's been a student all the way through his college career, making the top grades, but he's also just a wonderful person, caring person, and great hands. And I'm just so blessed to have him to join us, and I know you will be too. So I want to just have a brief comment on the opioid crisis and what you can do your part. Opioid crisis, there's over 66,000 people die a year. This is an outrageous number from an opioid prescription. Well, not prescription, opioid overdose. About 44,000 people die from opioid prescription overdoses. 66 or more, they really figure the number is much higher. People are dying from drug overdose. This is an outrageous number. And so if you have any kind of drugs left over from, or opioid prescriptions left over from a procedure, get rid of it. Don't leave it around for anybody to get a hold of, because that's where 44,000 of these come from, is from their parents or relatives' drug cabinets that these pills are left over from. And so the other thing is, unless you have some really severe pain, most all the time it can be taken care of with 4 ibuprofen. That's 200 milligram ibuprofen, 4 of those, plus 2 500 milligram ibuprofen. They give you just about as much pain relief as a opioid. And so try to use those instead of an opioid prescription. This is just a gigantic problem. It's recognized federally. It's we dentists are being apprised of it. Where it's in our meetings, in our literature, and I'm sure the same thing is going on in the medical field. It's a gigantic, gigantic problem. And then another thing at a glance is the battle over antibiotic resistance. And so this is another thing that we dentists are being weaned off of antibiotics as prescribing, because the evolution of bacteria resistant to most or even all antibiotics is a major global health threat. And in response, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has launched an initiative designed to be established the Antibiotic Resistance Laboratory Network to provide testing for 2 emerging antibiotic-resistant organisms that are of special concern. Now, these are just 2. There are many antibiotic resistance, and one of the places that this is coming up, and you might say, well, I don't take antibiotics. But it's in, if you're buying meat and chicken and they're not natural or haven't been, if they've grown through natural sources, you are eating food that is highly loaded with antibiotics. And chicken and beef. So that's something you want to look for when you're buying these things. Now, here are the two that are of special concern. Carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteria C and carbapenem-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Now, Pseudomonas aeruginosa is a pretty common thing. It's what veterinarian told me that that's where they lose most of their animals' legs, is they get an infection of the Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and it is just out of control, and they can't stop it. So they have to amputate the animal's legs. So the carbapenemases are a type of enzyme that have appeared in bacteria in response to antibiotics and render most antibacterial products ineffective. Tom Frieden, who's an MD, Masters of Public Health, and former head of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has referred to multidrug-resistant CRE as a nightmare bacteria because it's not only deadly, it also survives readily on surfaces, increasing the risk of transmission. So this is just one example. And so as dentists, we're decreasing the prescription of antibiotic more and more. And if you take an antibiotic, it is very, very important that you take a probiotic like the Endomune that is with each dose, either an hour before or an hour after, to keep the healthy gut bacteria established in your gut. Because if you take an antibiotic, and especially if it's given to children, the bad bacteria take over, and then you get into the communication, the bad communication that I was talking about earlier. The antibiotic causes a suppression of the good bacteria. The bad bacteria overwhelm. Yeasts, candida especially, takes over. Bad bacteria grow, give this messaging to the brain, causing you to eat things that you shouldn't be eating, getting you fat, getting you feeling bad, and affecting your happy hormones like serotonin. So if you are given an antibiotic, my gosh, be sure you take it with a probiotic, and then be sure that you're using something like the good food, like the Endomune Metabolic Resist Rescue, for the feeding the good bacteria. So just in a glance, two things, the antibiotic resistance, and then, of course, the other thing is, if you're scheduled for cancer treatments or cancer therapy, you really want to be with the probiotic and also the good food for the probiotic, because it does so much, again, to the gut. And stay off of sugar. Sugar feeds cancer. It's what a PET scan is a sugar dose. And so it's a good way to keep that cancer under control if there's a possible way. What you eat, if you're eating a lot of sugar or drinking a lot of soda water, we know that that's not good for your cancer. So, one other thing that we're really excited about in dentistry, and this is reasonably new, except it's only been used in Japan for 80 years. It's been used in dentistry for probably 150 years, but it's been remodeled and it has been redesigned and has gotten FDA approval. It cleared the silver diamine fluoride for reducing tooth sensitivity. and clinical trials document the arrest and prevention of dental caries, a dental decay by silver diamine fluoride. This is just phenomenal. And until now, there's been no option for the treatment of dental caries in the U.S. besides restorative dentistry that has shown substantial efficacy. Now, the silver diamine fluoride is an inexpensive topical medicament used extensively in other countries to treat dental decay across the age spectrum. And what that means is you can postpone dental treatment if you're in a bind financially or you're not in a position to get dental treatment. This has come on the scene, and it's huge. And no other intervention approaches the ease of application or efficacy. This is substantial, and that it and its intervention addresses an unmet need in American dentistry. In August 2014, the Food and Drug Administration cleared the first SDF product for market, and as of April 2015, that product is available. Now, since its approval in Japan more than 80 years ago, more than 2 million containers have been sold. The silver acts as an antimicrobial, the fluoride promotes remineralization, and the ammonia stabilizes high concentrations in solution. So, this is just so exciting because we can paint this on and stop decay. And dental decay is a complex progression involving dietary sugars. Again, naturally, we talk about that all the time. Bacterial metabolism, demineralization, and organic degradation. So, upon application of this SDF to a decayed surface, the squamous layer of silver protein conjugates forms, increasing resistance to acid dissolution and enzymatic digestion. Hydroxyapatite and fluorapatite form on the exposed organic matrix, along with the presence of silver chloride and metallic silver. What this means, though, this is high-tech stuff. It stops decay. It stops decay dead in its tracks. It changes the composition of the decay. The ionic silver deactivates nearly any macromolecule. It performs other anti-caries medicaments in killing. It outperforms other anti-caries medicaments in killing cariogenic bacteria into dental tubules. So this is something that is just absolutely phenomenal that's available. And for instance, somebody that's in a nursing home or somebody that's in an assisted living, and frequently find that these people that are in these situations are not taking care of their teeth. The help, it seems like the people that run these things don't have the personnel to help the tenants to brush their teeth and care for their mouths, and so they just decay something awful. And this is something that is so valuable because you can take and paint it on to the teeth, stop the decay, and it's good for 6 months. And it's very inexpensive, very inexpensive. So, two studies show great difference in the level of prevention in the elderly. This is just phenomenal. So keep that in mind if you're in a situation where you need to postpone some dental treatments, some dental fillings, some dental crowns. This can be painted on the affected decay and buy you 6 months. Or if you do it every 6 months, you can buy you a year, or so on. Well, I'm out of time. Gee whiz. Thank you so much for listening. We have so much more material to talk about, so much valuable material. And be sure and Tune us in every Sunday, 4 to 5. Won't disappoint you in the material that we bring to you and answer your questions. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I'm Dr. Staffel, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.